And there they were, spiders, huge and horrible, sitting in the branches above him.
And ring or no ring, he trembled with fear lest they should discover him.
He realized that these loathsome creatures were speaking to one another.
What nasty thick skins they have, to be sure. But I wager there is good juice inside.
Aye, they'll make fine eating when they've hung a bit, said another.
Don't hang them too long,
said a third.
They're not as fat as they might be. Been feeding them too well of late, I should guess. Kill him, I say, hissed the fourth. Kill him now, and hang him dead for a while. Nilda was horrified to see one of the fat spiders
run along a rope
till it came to a dozen bundles hanging in a row from a high branch, and dangling in the shadows, a dwarfish foot sticking out of the bottom
of one of the bundles.
He had to do something. He could not get up in the boots, but he was a pretty fair shot with a stone, and it did not take him long to find a nice, smooth, egg-shaped one that fitted his hand cosily.
While he was picking up stones, the spider had reached
Bomber, and soon he would have been dead. At that moment,
Bilbo threw. The stone struck the spider plunk on the head, and it dropped
senseless off the tree, flop to the ground. Whack! Dead.